In less than 3 months, Iranians will go to the polls once again to elect their next president. Like 4 years ago, newspaper front pages are covered with screaming headlines and stories on the political parties and figures who have announced or withdrawn their candidacy. In less than 7 weeks, those who meet all the conditions set by the Constitution will go to the Interior Ministry to put their names down for the top job. 90 days to that day, May 7th, 2013, there's already widespread speculation about who will be running in the race to take the reins in a country of more than 70 million. Compared to last month, the names of more would-be candidates are being mentioned by the press. Some names are formally announced by the candidates themselves, and the rest mentioned by their political affiliates. Politicians in the principalist camp are still much more active than their traditional rivals in the reformist camp. While several principalists have held press conferences and announced their candidacy and talked about their plans, only one reformist candidate has stepped forward. There are some candidates who claim to be independent, with no affiliations to any major political camps. In this edition of Iran Today, we will take a look at the latest moves by the political groups and the latest news about the upcoming presidential election in the Islamic Republic of Iran. The 11th election of the President of Iran, scheduled to be held on June 14, 2013, is significant for the Iranian government as the country copes with the toughest political and economic sanctions ever imposed upon it by the US and its allies over its nuclear energy program. Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany, otherwise known as the P5 plus 1, have had several rounds of negotiations, but are yet to reach any practical agreement. Those observing the issue believe the turnout in the June election will carry a strong message for both the Iranian government and the West. In addition, the forthcoming election is the first being held after the 2009 election, which was followed by days of political unrest over accusations of irregularity and fraud in the voting process. Journalist and political analyst Mehdi Fazaili explains how important this round of the presidential election will be.
The upcoming election is an important event for several reasons. Firstly, it's the first presidential election since 2009. Second, it's for the first time that both presidential election and city and village councils elections are going to be held at the same time. The presidential election is a national event, and on the other hand, city and village councils elections is a local event. Since these two elections are going to be held at the same time and for the first time in our country, so they are very important. Public participation may increase, and national and local issues may interrelate.
The big number of potential candidates aspiring to the top executive office is unprecedented in the Islamic Republic. It can only compare with the first presidential election, in which 96 candidates appeared on the campaign trail. We asked journalist and political analyst Mosayeb Naimi and the editor-in-chief of Mosallas Weekly, Saeed Ajurlu, about the reasons that have given the would-be candidates the motivation to try and succeed President Ahmadinejad.
Maybe they see the situation more desirable. Previously, different parties like principalists and reformists took part in the elections. In the two recent rounds, individuals were more successful than parties. Thus, many may think that they would be successful as individuals in the upcoming election.
Considering the result of the 2005 elections, many candidates hope to win the election. They say that the election in Iran is a one-month race which begins just 1 month before the election. They say that during this period of time, the situation is ideal since the media are focusing on them and they have a chance to win the election. I think that the number of presidential candidates would decrease as we get closer to the election. The number of candidates wouldn't be less than that of the 2005 elections or more than that of the 2009 elections.
Parallel political parties, mainly on the principalist camp, have organized fronts in order to agree on a single candidate. Most of the potential candidates are from Usulgarayan or the principalist camp, who hold an over 80% majority in the parliament. There are some other groups that have not yet reached an agreement on their candidates.
As far as the reformists are concerned, many persons are guessed to be candidates, but it is not yet clear how they would appear in the forthcoming election, whether they would form a front or a coalition, or whether they would participate individually in the election. It is still not clear. Another current that can influence the results belongs to the government. They are eager to remain in power.
Political groups in Iran could be classified in terms of their discourse. While the principalists emphasize maintaining and following the principles and foundations of the Islamic Revolution, the reformists seek to change the existing political and social state within the context of the Islamic Republic.
Generally speaking, there are five main discourses in the country that have a strong presence in elections as well. Discourses of justice, Islam, freedom, development, and nationality. These are the main permanent issues discussed among the Iranian intellectuals and in election campaigns.
The June election is the topic discussed the most among political figures and by the media. We went to the streets of the capital city, Tehran, to find out what the general public is expecting to happen.
Naturally, the upcoming election will be more critical.
There has been no election campaign yet. After the New Year holiday, we may hear more.
There are some speculations on who are running for the election.
People are gradually feeling the atmosphere of the election.
Actually, I don't have very much information about the future candidates.
I don't know much about the candidates. I'll wait for the Guardian Council.
Compared to the previous round, the political atmosphere is not warm.
We're gonna have vigorous atmosphere.
We can see the excitement for the upcoming election in the media.
The leading principalist groups are the Triple Coalition, Jabhaye Peyravan-e Khat-e Imam va Rahbari, or the Followers of Imam and the Leadership Front, and Jabhaye Paydari-e Inqilab-e Islami, or the Perseverance Front. The Triple Coalition brings together Ali Akbar Velayati, a former foreign minister and international affairs advisor to the leader, former parliament speaker Ghulam Ali Haddad Adel, and Tehran mayor Mohammad Baghir Ghalibaf. Despite his young age, Ghalibaf's reforms in the public services in Tehran have already earned him considerable respect and potentially many votes. In a press conference, Hossein Muzaffar, the head of the election headquarters of the Triple Coalition, has explained what this alliance is all about.
The new adopted mechanism known as the Triple Coalition is a mechanism in line with unity and solidarity among the principalists. It's been formed also to create enthusiasm and hope among the people to choose the most qualified candidate.
امید و نشاط در مردم.
الان مهمترین اتفاقی که در عرصه سیاست ایران.
The main important event has to do with the upcoming election is the formation of the Triple Coalition. They are deemed as pillars of society. People like Dr. Velayati, who is a well-known figure, Dr. Ghalibaf, who is seen favorably for his good conducts as the chief of the police forces and then as Tehran mayor, and Dr. Haddad Adel, who is regarded as a cultural figure, who was also parliament speaker. They have been successful in their attempt to establish relations between people and the authorities.
The followers of the Imam and Leadership Front is another major principalist group comprised of 15 political parties and fractions. The main parties are Hezb-e-Mutalafeh Islami, or the Islamic Coalition Party, and Jamia-e-Islamiyah Muhandisin, or the Islamic Society of Engineers. Three political figures have been fielded as the potential candidates representing the front: Manoucher Mottaki, Mohammad Reza Bahonar, and Yahya Ali Ishaq. On March 14, 2013, the followers of the Imam and Leadership Front held a General Assembly meeting in order to make a coalition and propose a single candidate.
Today, as it was planned before, we discussed the mechanism the front is supposed to follow in the elections. The emphasis was to nominate a candidate from the Imam and Leadership Front.
Mohammad Reza Bahonar, the Secretary General of the Society of Engineers, told us why he is running for office.
I think that I have a considerable experience and know how to act properly. Many candidates would admit that I have been a man of organization since the revolution, working for the party and involving in political activities for a long time. As an organization, we have members and offices in all provinces.
Bahonar implicitly told us that if Ali Larijani, the current Speaker of the Parliament, announces his candidacy, the current potential candidates of the followers of Imam and Leadership Front will drop out of the race and endorse him. Larijani, who has been speaker since 2008, is yet to announce whether or not he will stand in the race. And since he has held different high-ranking positions in the Islamic Republic, Larijani could be a formidable rival for any other candidate. Jabhaye Paydariye Inqilab-e Islami, or the Perseverance Front, is another principalist group active in the political arena since July 2011. Mainly comprised of the former ministers of President Ahmadinejad's cabinet, it's made justice its main slogan. Mohammad Soleimani, a core member of the front, explains.
The Perseverance Front made a long list of 70 men who could be nominated in the 11th round of presidential elections. Then they were studied and scored in different terms like ideology, management, plan, reputation and ability as a president. It was a long process and now they are reduced to around 10 persons. I hope that the main candidate will be introduced soon.
Based on the latest news, Kamran Bagheri Lankarani, the former health minister, is said to be the final candidate of the Perseverance Front for the nomination. Another key player in Iran's political arena is the reformist camp, comprised mostly of groups and parties who supported former President Mohammad Khatami during his terms in office. Since the 2009 presidential election and the unrests that erupted after it, the reformist camp has not actively participated in Iran's political arena.
The reformists can be categorized into two groups: one that is after majority option, they are going to create a bipolar society and then win the election. The other is after minimum option. I call them technocrats. They are going to nominate people like Mr. Jahangiri, Mr. RF and the like. This group, I think, is not after a bipolar society. They want to act more tactfully. They want to have connection with the ruling body as well. We won't just win the election. We have to run the country.
Up to now, the only reformist party that's announced a candidate for the upcoming election is Mardom Salari, or the Democracy Party. The party nominated Mustafa Kavakabian for the March 16th election.
As political activists and a political front, we cannot be indifferent towards the election. In the 9th round of parliament election, we were the only reformist party that offered a list of candidates. And we are determined to participate in the forthcoming election. If the reformists agree on one candidate, then I would not nominate myself. Otherwise, I would be the candidate of the party.
The Democracy Party's campaign slogan is a government of morality. The leader of the party explains what they mean by that.
Our motto is the government of morality. It means that morality must be observed totally in the government. We think that the root cause of the problems in the 2009 election and after that was the lack of morality. Morality must be observed in the interaction between all top officials in the country. So morality is our first priority.
Among the potential candidates, there are some who call themselves independent, since they are not members of a major political party or front. Mohsen Rezaei, who is currently the secretary of the Expediency Council, has announced his candidacy. It is the third time Rezaei tries his luck at becoming president. Ali Fallahian, a member of the Assembly of Experts, is another independent candidate. He is a former intelligence minister in the Rafsanjani cabinet. In an interview with him, he told us about his plans as president.
There were some projects in previous administrations that were abandoned later or done very slowly. In this round of presidency, we saw some mismanagement and economic problems. So I decided to be candidate in the next election to improve the situation.
Hassan Rouhani, the head of the Center for Strategic Research and Iran's former top negotiator, will also be a face on the campaign trail. He was nominated by Iran's Edalat va Toseeh Party, or the Moderation and Development Party. He is known as a moderate figure among Iranian politicians. Mohammad Shariat Madari is another potential candidate who has formally announced his candidacy for the election. Although he was Minister of Commerce in President Khatami's cabinet, he is not considered a reformist.
During the past 4 years, I was trying to make an operational plan for the country in line with Iran's 20-year vision plan. With the help of numerous academics and those in the previous governments, I think that I can solve some of the country's problems with the team and plans I have.
The depreciation of the Iranian currency and high inflation rates are among the biggest problems facing the Iranian economy. Consequently, finding a remedy for the economic problems is one of the top priorities of the candidates.
A decrease in the value of our national currency is an obstacle in economic progress. We have not been very successful in export, and imposing higher tariff on imported commodities has made the situation more difficult for the people. I think that the situation would be better if we adopt more proper policies for domestic issues and international relations.
The ongoing economic hardship in Iran is partly a corollary of the sanctions imposed on the country by Western powers, the putative aim to force Iran to stop enriching uranium. We asked some of our guests about Iran's approach toward the nuclear negotiations and foreign policy.
As for the nuclear program, we have always been insisting on two issues. First, to achieve the nuclear technology is the inalienable right of all IAEA member states, including Iran. We never give it up. We believe in this right, and as the representatives of the people, we are going to defend their right. The second issue that we insist on is that we will never divert from the peaceful use of nuclear technology.
We should not adopt policies that would bring about pressure on countries that have relations with us. The adopted policies by the government have caused some problems in international relations. Sanctions and economic problems have had adversely affected our progress.
We also asked the people what they expect from the next president.
In my opinion, the economic problems should be the main priority for the next president.
He should create jobs for the youth.
The next president should think about the people and be law-abiding.
He should be honest with people.
He should be committed and pious.
The next president should care for cultural issues, cinema, and theater.
He should view the people without any prejudice and treat them equally.
He should be a real manager.
The next president should not forget the voters after the election.
Sanctions are among top priorities as they are planned to make divisions between people and the government.
On January 8th, 2013, the leader of the Islamic Republic criticized a number of politicians for using the phrase free elections to refer to the upcoming polls, saying the elections in Iran have always been free. As we get closer to polling day, Western media are trying frantically to persuade Iranians to not vote. Their argument: it's not going to be a free, fair, and transparent election.
The issue of a free election was discussed in the 2005 and 2009 elections. It is a topic of discussion in every country. Naturally, it is something new in our country. Holding a free and transparent election is predicted in Iran's presidential election law. Undoubtedly, the process of holding elections in Iran, especially presidential elections, is not in a way that a specific group could influence in or interfere with that on a large scale in order to change the result of the election. Recently, the phrase free election has been discussed again. It seems that the enemy has some new plans to spoil the process of the upcoming election.
Our enemies think that the country is plagued with internal divisions, so they think that it's a good time to attack. It must be noted that the Iranians put their divisions and differences away and unite against their enemies.
Most of the politicians and parties have already entered the race for nominating their candidates, and news of new candidates showing up is updated on a daily basis. We'll all have to wait till registration day to find out who will withdraw their candidacy, who will stay in the race, and who the frontrunner will be.